Hello, and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landes discusses Toldot. Rabbi Daniel Landes is the director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Hello, Larry, and thank you. Today's parsha is Toldot, Genesis. We're going to be going to Bereshit, Genesis 27. We're talking about what else in Genesis and Bereshit, but sibling rivalry. But here it's really the difference between Jacob, Yaakov, and between Esau, Esav. Yaakov and Esav, Jacob and Esau. The difference between personalities, and for added benefit, something about Yitzchak that we can say here. In fact, Yitzchak becomes a very much part of the test. This parasha, things are getting desperate. Rebecca sees that her husband is dying. The last test, as it were, that I think they should be thought of as tests. The test that Esau is given by his father Isaac Yitzchak, and I'm going to go to the Hebrew terminology, Yitzchak, which is Isaac. This test of go out, hunt for me, and bring me back something quite good, make it up tasty, and then I'll bless you. It could be just a kind of matter of etiquette or just an ethos of the time. But I think there's a test involved, and indeed, more than one person gets tested. Rivka hears all this, and while she's the mother of Esav, she's a close mother of her son Yaakov, and says, Yaakov, get some young goats, get some kids, and I'll doctor them, we'll kill them, we'll doctor them up. It will make them seem like fresh game. Yaakov's very worried that he, even though his father's eyes are dim, won't be able to see him. If they touch skin, Esav is a hairy man, and he is very smooth. He's a smooth boy that stays at home. The smooth boy that's near his mother, but the boy who, well, we'll see something about him. And he gets all these things ready with his mother, does what his mother says. And it says, starting verse 18, and we're going to be looking at some interesting words in a few moments. Vayavo el avi vayomer avi, vayomer hineni, miata bini. And he, Yaakov, comes to his father, Isaac, and says, Avi, Tati, Daddy. And Isaac responds, Hineni, here I am. Who are you, my son? We see the confusion with Yaakov. The confusion becomes clear in a moment, but he seems to have suspicion about who's in front of him, who's really talking to him at this moment. I think a very important term here is the word hineni. Hineni, here I am, is a term that's used often in the Bible to express a test and willingness to go that direction. Later on, Yaakov will call for Yosef, Joseph, the brother who is unloved, in fact hated, and will tell him to go forth to meet and to encounter his brothers in a far-off place. And Yaakov says, you need to go, where are you, Yosef? And Yosef says, Hineni, here I am, meaning I'm prepared to do what is asked from me. Here I am in my fullness. Here I am ready to be tested. And, of course, the great term of Hineni used twice in the whole story of the Akedah a few weeks ago of the binding of Isaac and Abraham responding to God. God says, Abraham, and Abraham responds, Hineni, here I am. I'm ready to do what you have to order me. I'm ready to take the test. And later on, at that moment in which The knife is up in the air in Abraham's hand and ready to stab and slaughter his own son. And the angel calls out, Abraham, 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 Abraham. And he, Abraham goes, he nay, here I am. How much more can I be tested? And he's tested again to stop his extreme action. So if Hineni really means that, if Hineni is a trigger term, is a useful term, a code term for here I am, I'm ready to be tested, in a certain sense, Isaac is being tested. Yitzchak is being tested at this moment. He's being tested. Is he being tested that he can tell who's the right brother? Or excuse me, the right son of his? Brother to each other? Perhaps, I think for sure, the answer would be yes. He's tested to figure it out, but he's tested to figure out really who deserves the blessing. And he says, Hineni. And he goes, Mi'atah b'ni. And Yaakov responds, Vayomer Yaakov el Aviv, Anochi Esav b'chorecha, Asiti kasher dibarta eloi, Kumna shavav achla mitzedi, Bavur tevarchani nafshecha. And Yaakov responds to his father, Father Isaac, Yitzchak, I am Esav, your firstborn. I have done as you have told me to do. Now get up or sit up, sit here and eat from the hunting so that you will, my hunting, so that you will bless my soul. Many questions here, but here is the moment of the great deception. He claims, Yaakov claims, in the answer to the question who he is, he claims to be Esav, and he tells his father that I have done, I, as Esav, have done everything you have told me to do. Great deception, it's a lie. Eat from my hunt. And we know that Rashi says a brilliant interpretation that there is, as it were, a pause between Anochi, I am, or it is I, could be translated, and between that and Esav b'chorecha. And therefore it would come out a more ambiguous, not completely straightforward, an ambiguous statement. Anochi, it is I. Esav b'chorecha, Esav is your firstborn son. And that Yaakov is showing an attachment in some form to the truth, or at least ambivalence towards it, as he at the same time deceives his father in order to get the bracha, but the bracha is one having negotiated the birthright, the b'chor, to be the b'chor, Anochi Esa b'chorecha, to get the birthright. He makes the statement in this fashion. I think we can even add something to this. Take the statement actually suitable for filming for a biblical dramatic movie. So Yaakov could be understood saying the following. This begins by following Rashi. And Jacob responds to his father. Yaakov responds to his father, Anochi, it is I. Yes, it's true. Esav is your firstborn son. Asiti kasher dibarta elai, I have done what you have commanded me, can be understood in two ways. One interpretation, well, three ways. One is that he's lying, and he's saying, I've done what you've ordered me in terms of getting this preparation of food and going to hunt. But perhaps this could be understood as a Siti Kasher Dibarta Elai. I am the son who has always done what you have instructed. I am the son who has followed your ways. I am the son who is the ethical monotheist. I am the son who is trying to build a nation out of this family a nation that will have within itself the greatest ethical, moral, spiritual principles. And therefore, in a sense, he protests to his father, Anochi, I am who I am. And who am I? I am the one who has done what you have always commanded, what you've always spoken about. And while Esav is technically the one who's the firstborn, I am the one who deserves this. One other possibility, and here I have the filming rights in mind. He says, Esav is your firstborn son. I have done everything that you have said, but the Hebrew is dibarta, dalet, bet, resh, tof. If you take away the vowels, it could be kasher dibart elai. I have done everything you have said to me in the feminine. You in the feminine said to me, the mother, Rebecca, Rivka, is hovering over the scene. We feel her presence, and it's like over his shoulder because Yitzchak can't see anything. She's there, she's instructing, she's pushing Yaakov. He says to her almost like in a hiss, I have done everything, mother, that you've instructed me. I am doing this. So I think this is an important interpretation. I think this lets us understand that Yaakov is really trying to claim what is his right, though technically it's his brother's, but his brother's sold it, which is really truly covenantally, theologically, practically should be his. At the same time, he's kind of saying to his mother, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And he says now to his mother, now to his father, Yitzchak, sit up and eat from my hunt, so that you will bless me through your soul. I am the continuation of your soul. And the kum nas, you know, nas is emphatic. So it's either now sit up, or it's please, please sit up. And this goes back to the kind of the hineni of that Yitzchak says at the beginning, when Yaakov coming in pretending that he is Esav, and he says Avi, he says Tati, and maybe he really is hoping that his father actually sees him for what he's worth and what he needs to do. He says Hineni, Isaac, and now what Isaac has to do is allow himself to be persuaded that the bracha should go in this direction, and whether or not it's a complete assuasion, which persuasion and assuasion and complete assent on Yitzchak's part, he's persuaded it's enough to allow for this possibility to take place, that he's blessing the true son, the one who always listened to what his father said. And maybe perhaps I can do one more verse on this. Vayomer Yitzchak el beno, and Isaac said to his son, Yitzchak says to his son, and they don't give the name here because it's Yaakov pretending to be Esav. Maze miharta limso b'ni. How is it that you were so fast in finding what you needed to find, b'ni, my son? Which, of course, how is it that you're so fast in finding who is b'ni? You are the one who figured it out. Vayomer. And we can understand, therefore, Yaakov's response to his father Isaac. Ki hikra Adonai Elohecha Fonai. This is a hard one to translate. Ki hikra. For God arranged that this should happen before me. In other words, on the pshat level, or on the general dynamics that are going on level, is God arranged for me to get the hunt. But what he is saying really on a deeper level to his father, God has arranged for this to be able to take place. God has arranged for this to take place that I am able to stand here before you. That somehow you've never seen me to this moment, seen me in my right way. You have never seen that I am continuing your destiny. This, Father, is your test. Can you give me the bracha? I am not really Esav, but I am the firstborn. I have done everything you have commanded me, everything you have talked about, all your ideals. Right? This is all so that your soul can bless me. I am a continuation to your soul. And Isaac says back to him, says to his son, and again doesn't give the name, Mazem Mihartalim Sobri, how is it that you were so fast to find my son? In other words, you're finding, you're helping me to find who my true son, who my covenantal son is. Not just my natural son, but my covenantal first son, and that's who you are. And Isaac says back, Ki krad enoyo hechofanai. You, the God, the Lord God, has made this possible this day. This is not an act solely of manipulation with Rivka, your wife Rivka, and my mother Rivka being involved. Not solely so that I benefit from that. But actually there's greater things at stake here, and God has made this happen. And this is really the notion of the covenant. And the covenant has sometimes needs to be fought for and struggled for and to be found, and that we need to find and prove our true destiny. And we need to be able to see the destiny in those who continue the path that we have followed and the path that we have laid out, that path which our children hopefully will continue. Thank you very much, Larry, and to everyone, Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.